Today is the second Sunday after the Epiphany. The epistle for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 12. Brethren, we have different gifts according to the grace that is given us. Either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine, he that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth with simplicity, he that ruleth with carefulness, he that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of the brotherhood, with honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep. Being of one mind, one towards another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 11. At that time, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciples, to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus saith to her, "Woman, what is it to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come." His mother saith to the waiters, "Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, "Draw out now, and carry to the chief steward of the feast." And they carried it. And when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward calleth the bridegroom, and saith to him, "Every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when men have drunk freely, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, "They have no wine." And these words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in 1468, the people of the country of Albania were very sorrowful as they heard the news that their good Catholic king was dying. The king's name was Lord Alexander. But the people of Albania, of this kingdom, were also fearful. For you see, Lord Alexander was a great defender of Christendom against the Turks. For many years he had protected the Christian people and kept the Muslims at bay and out of Europe. But now the Turks heard of Lord Alexander's weakness and approaching death. And so taking advantage of such an opportunity, with their greatest opponent dying, the Muslims decided to make their attack. And so the vast Muslim army soon stood outside the city gates, ready to devour the Albanians. And from inside the city, the Albanians heard the beating of the drum and the terrible, barbaric battle cries of the Turks. Now, Lord Alexander, throughout his whole life, had a great filial love and devotion to the Blessed Mother. In fact, he attributed all of his victories against the Turks, against the Muslims, to the Blessed Mother. He had a special practice which he did every day to prove and show his love for Mary. Every day he would kneel before a certain painting of the Mother of God, and he would ask Mary to give him victory over the enemies of the church. Before going into battle, he would pray before this painting, asking Mary to guide him, to give him strength, and to give him the special graces he needed, not only to defeat the Muslims, but also to defeat the enemies of the soul, that is, the world, the flesh, and the devil. One biographer says that Lord Alexander loved Mary with a devoted and enthusiastic love. And Mary, in return, not only made him a model of Christian perfection, but also gave him an invincible power, which preserved not only Albania, but all of Christendom during his reign. You see, my dear faithful, this king, Lord Alexander, realized how powerful Mary was, because she is the Mother of God. Perhaps he remembered how at the wedding feast of Cana, the Blessed Mother went out of her way to help the wedding couple who ran out of wine. No doubt Lord Alexander realized how easily Mary moves the heart of her divine Son, how at her simple word, our Lord obeys his mother because he does love her as a good son. And thus, Lord Alexander was confident that whatever he would ask of Mary, she would obtain for him, just as she did for the wedding couple of Cana. And so, even as this king was sick and at death's door, even as the Muslims were about to crash through the city gate, even in this most terrible moment of desperation, the old dying king prayed, confident that Mary would take care of his people. And Mary interceded for him. You can imagine how surprised the soldiers surrounding his deathbed were when this dying man suddenly rose up and commanded that his sword and his horse be brought to him. Once more, the king, taking his sword in hand, knelt before the painting of his mother, Mary, and confidently besought her help. And one last time, the king rode out, and as he had always done in the past, through Mary's intercession, he routed and completely defeated the enemy, saving not only Albania from the Turks, but all of Europe as well. After the battle, he was exhausted, and so kneeling there on the battlefield, he gave thanks to the Blessed Virgin for granting him the graces that he needed, for the strength to fight one last time. And then, setting aside his armor and his weapons, the king lay down and he delivered his soul to God. My dear faithful, what a powerful man was King Lord Alexander, and what great confidence he showed in Our Lady. He knew that if it was God's will, Mary would give him the strength to fight the enemy, even though he was dying. And so let us, my dear faithful, imitate this confidence in Our Lady by persevering in our devotion to her. And let us do this especially in times of tribulation, when the enemy is, so to speak, at our gate. The enemy does not necessarily mean the Muslims, but the enemy for us could be temptations, could be those trials and difficulties we deal with every day. Bishop Kelly was speaking to one of the priests recently, and he mentioned how in light of recent events in our country, many people are sad. And he said, this is natural to be sad when things don't go our way, when they don't go the way we think they should go. However, Bishop Kelly said, we must not let this sadness get the better of us. We must always keep in mind and remember that God is in control and that he knows what he is doing. In fact, Bishop Kelly said that this is the time to be encouraged. This is the time to put our trust in our Lord. God is really giving us the opportunity to practice our confidence in him. And so we fight any sadness or discouragement we may have by using this opportunity to practice confidence. And my dear faithful, what better way is there to practice confidence in God than to turn to Mary, whom we know so easily moves the Sacred Heart of her Son? In the Gospel of today's Mass, we read the account of our Lord's first public miracle, the changing of water into wine. St. Louis de Montfort tells us that our Lord changed the water into wine, but it was at Mary's humble prayer. You see, my dear faithful, our Lord was not planning on beginning his ministry, beginning his public life of miracles yet. And that is why he said to the Blessed Mother, my hour is not yet come. But because his mother besought him in the simple words, they have no wine, our Lord, so to speak, lovingly submitted to her request and performed his first great miracle. It was his mother who was asking this request. So how could he, who is such a loving and obedient son, refuse his mother's wish? St. Louis de Montfort says in his golden book, True Devotion to Mary, he says, our Lord has begun and continued his miracles by Mary, and he will continue them to the end of ages by Mary. My dear faithful, also in the Gospel of today's Mass, we really see Our Lady's intercession. Look at how attentive she is, her motherly care for the wedding couple, even in a temporal matter, even in something so insignificant as not having enough wine. Our Blessed Mother goes out of her way to assist the wedding couple in time of trouble. Well, how much more, my dear faithful, will Our Lady intercede for us in our spiritual needs to obtain those things we need to save our immortal soul and our temporal needs as well? How much more will she, the special patroness of the United States under the title of the Immaculate Conception, how much more will she guard and protect our country and our families? But we, my dear faithful, we must do our part, and we must run to her. We must go to her and ask her. We must prove our confidence in her, even despite difficulties. Let us then, my dear faithful, be consistent with our devotion to our Mother Mary, just as King Lord Alexander was. And we can do this simply by placing our troubles and our desires in her hands, so to speak, leaving them in her hands, often turning to her with short prayers throughout the day, simply praying, Mary, help me, and saying this throughout the day, before our duties or before dealing with someone we have to, whatever it is in our day, turning to Mary with it. Tell her that you do love her and that you will place your trust in her. especially when things do get hard, or even at those times when it seems that our prayers are not answered, or in times of desperation. And just as she assisted the wedding couple at Cana, and just as she obtained victory for Lord Alexander, and just as she has assisted every saint in heaven, so too will our Mother assist us and beseech our Lord for our sake. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.